Talk to me about the 50 and 5 plan.
So the UN has partnered with Bill Gates on this, what they call digital public infrastructure. It's a very fancy term. And I think the simplest way to understand it is they're building a giant digital gulag for all of humanity. So the UN Development Program has officially launched this. It was officially launched at the end of last year, where they're going to get 50 governments, they call them countries, but really they mean governments, to impose at least some major element of this digital public infrastructure on their population within 5 years. So 2028.
Passports.
Digital IDs. Mm-hmm. And those are already emerging. In fact, many states are developing these. I just went through the airport yesterday. You can scan your digital ID QR code, right? So that's happening.
And that's really one of the main reasons for the COVID
absolutely
nonsense.
The architecture that was laid down is the backbone of this global control grid that they're building. So then you've got the central bank digital currencies, which are already being unveiled. Right? They've already been released. The World Economic Forum just said a few days ago, 98% of the governments and central banks in the world are working on these CBDCs. Once they're fully operational, I guarantee you, they're going to start waging war on cash much more openly. They'll say it's a tool for terrorists and pimps and you know, every nasty thing, tax cheats, everything you can think of. Then you've got the payment processing systems, and you've also got we just had the head of the World Health Organization talk about this recently, the digital health certificates, the digital vaccine passports. They're taking what the EU developed during the COVID, which, by the way, the European Commission was promoting vaccine passports in May of 2019, long before anybody ever heard of a COVID or anything like that. So they're taking all of this together. And they are using it to build a control system that will not just be able to surveil and monitor everything you do on an unprecedented scale. When you combine it with AI, the ability to make sense of all this data, it's just mind-blowing, but also to manipulate what you do. And so they're talking about this, again, pretty openly. If you look at the World Economic Forum meetings, they talk about the benefits of programmable central bank digital currency, where they will be able to say who can buy what, when, under what conditions. And then the Bank for International Settlements, you know, Carol Quigley, to go back to him for a moment, Bill Clinton's mentor, the guy who really exposed this global agenda to create a one-world system, he said the apex of the system was going to be the Bank for International Settlements. This is an institution that's almost entirely unknown to Americans. And what they are working on right now, and this is not a secret, it's not a conspiracy because it's not happening behind closed doors, is what they call a universal blockchain ledger. They want to tokenize every asset in the known universe, every farm, every car, every house, every tree, put it on this ledger, this blockchain ledger, and then you're only able to interact with this blockchain ledger using your biometric digital ID, using your central bank digital currencies. And so if I want to buy something from you, I can't just hand you a $100 bill. I've got to go on my device, connect to this blockchain system, transfer the central bank digital currencies to you. And so this is a mechanism for controlling humanity that I think is really unprecedented in human history. And when you take it all together, it's very obvious.